My name is David Dean Humphreys. Colossians 1:28 says, "So naturally we proclaim Christ." That verse indicates that proclaiming Christ to others should be a natural occurrence. I learned just how easy it is to influence people around me with God's love through Christ through a rather unusual circumstance 5 years ago. My husband Kent and I had just been evicted from our own house, and this happened 3 weeks before Christmas. Our insurance company had called the environmental agency after seeing the black stuff growing on our wall. The decision of the agency was that we could not live in our house until they and the construction company that they had hired had finished tearing up and replacing as much of the structure as they deemed necessary to rid it of the black mold. We were dumbfounded. As a result, we ended up in a one-bedroom apartment that our insurance company had picked out for us. We had not lived in anything so small since our college dorm days, and it was quite an adjustment. I decided that the best way to handle it was to consider this an adventure. I asked God to bring something good out of our living there and to give me contentment and opportunity for Him each day. Now, I know that sounds real spiritual, but I was really just trying to emotionally survive. And I firmly believe I cannot do that on any day without depending on God. Oh, and did I mention that we were there along with our dog? Oh, yeah. I walked Bear multiple times a day, as much to get out of the confinement as anything. I met all kinds of people on these walks, and they became my greatest source of blessing. One lady I met was an elderly woman who was walking her dog, using a walker, and trying to carry a sack of garbage out to the dumpster. The first time I met her and offered to carry her trash to the can, she bolted back as best she could the way she had come. You would have thought I was a robber. The next time, I just smiled and said hello, and it took many hellos before she stopped looking nervous. Several months later, we actually stopped to talk, and by the time that Kent and I moved out 8 months later, not only were we friends, but I had heard her story, and she had heard mine and the gospel. She had been through a lot and had needed a friend, but had initially been frightened by this stranger with a dog named Bear. On a day that I was particularly depressed, I chose a new route through the complex, and I met a new lady. She and I exchanged smiles as we approached, so I stopped to pet her motley little black dog, and I said, "Hi, what's your dog's name?" "Titus." "Titus? Like the book in the Bible?" "Yep, it's my favorite book," she said, and so began a new friendship and an encouraging outing that left me happily humming my way back to the apartment. God had sent her to help me. What a blessing it is just to live every day looking for ways to love people with God's love. It is an adventure.